This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, Courtney, your fascination with the Blue Origin launch, which is moments away, is weird.
I don't
get it.
I think I'm being honest with myself, it's like a morbid curiosity, which is, I'm sure, shocking for me. But just like things could go wrong. It's like crazy to me that these moms, these grandmothers are going up as passengers, really.
They're not doing anything. They're sitting there in a recliner.
But they're risking their lives to do that.
It's like 11 minutes.
I know.
It's like a roller coaster.
Right.
It's like
But there's
like,
real implications.
You're like, oh my God, there's Oprah.
Oh, look, Khloe Kardashian is there.
I don't know. I think it's crazy. I would never do it.
Isn't Oprah like the loudest voice ever when it comes to what we are doing to the climate by utilizing gasoline and rocket fuel, right, and all the such. And then,
but that takes a backseat to all women being on the flight.
But to all women being on the flight, they're not all like the woman who just came back from space, the astronaut,
right,
who was stuck up there, who actually piloted the thing. That's extraordinary. That's an extraordinary thing. These are celebrities, Gayle King and Katy Perry, who are getting on a Bezos rocket for 5 minutes.
But it was Oprah just did an interview, and she said that Gayle has extreme flying anxiety. Like, she's terrible during turbulence, so it's crazy that she chose to do this.
Why is Oprah there in the first place?
It's her best friend going up.
It's like the Oscars. Like, what is this?
Oh, I mean,
why are the Kardashians there?
That I don't know. I missed that.
Ain't no
that.
Black dudes on this flight.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
The thing that's crazy, too, is that all of these people do story after story about the need to have electric cars. The carbon footprint of an economy class passenger taking a long-haul flight, so say, you know, Boston to Dubai, is 3 tons of emissions per person.
In the Twitch chat, somebody says, the more important question is, Greg, why do you care so little? This is a creation of human intelligence that is unsurpassed. I mean, I guess.
Right. If you're saying that we have an existential threat due to climate change and global warming, you cannot then get on a trip for 10 minutes that has 100 times more carbon emissions that are far more damaging for our Earth.
Yeah, but we don't have to get into like the hypocrisy of the entire thing. It still is crazy that this is going to be more of like they're trending towards it being more of a mainstream thing where people could go up into space. Like,
right, which is horrible for the environment. But if we have more of these flights, then we're all going to be dying sooner.
But we keep going back to that. Like, I understand that every celebrity is a hypocrite, and they all talk about global warming, and then they do things like this.
Right.
But take that out of it, and the fact that this is going to be more mainstream is crazy.
But how much, like, let's say it becomes a mainstream. How much is it going to cost you to do this? Because I don't think
you can just use your Delta miles.
Because
right.
I don't think it's going to be that much mainstream for like regular people.
It won't be that long until Courtney is like, guys, I'm flexing Friday, bachelorette party in space.
No, I could never. No, they're going to never. You know what they're going to pass out immediately.
You know what they're going to tell Courtney by doing this? It's great for your skin. From just the gravitational pull of the G-force.
Guys, get ready with me as I go to space.
Is that it right there? Is it gone?
It went.
Watch me put on my spacesuit. It's by Dior. Ah.
Looks like a giant penis.
Is that the thing? Is that it? Yeah. Is it airbound?
Yeah, it's airbound.
Okay, spacebound.
We're up.
Whatever. Okay, we're up. All right. Blue Origin has launched.
Yeah. I'm betting on that in the sperm race. I'm betting on the Blue Origin.
All right. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. But before that, we got to get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Coco wants to know why you can't put a clear dome over Fenway. You want to know why you can't put a clear dome over Fenway, Coco?
Coco!
Poop.
Yeah, it's true. Birds would be pooping all over.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that's probably the issue.
Rory is a douche. But does Shime say soft as baby poop? I bet Shime's going to look like my daughter's diaper this morning after his 9 holes with Greg. Ka-ka!
Yeah, the match.
Yes.
Coming up.
I can't wait to see all the people that crumble. When you lose, like the amount of people that hate that think I stand no chance. Mm-hmm. Like I can't wait for you to pull a Rory on the 9th hole and me to win.
I got to get some rounds in with the new sticks. I got new sticks coming, so I got to get a round or two in with the new clubs, and then we will be off and running on the match sometime in May at Granite Links. So stay tuned.
Really, Shy? You're gonna give Greg a hard time about having a hard tooth and not understand why that might affect his golf swing or his golf playing ability at all? Think about it. You ever had a toothache, man? They're the worst thing you could possibly get. It affects everything. You move your head down, the blood flows, it aches. Give him a break. He ain't trying to quit out on you. He's going to smoke you with the golf course. And I don't even know, Greg. I don't know you either, Sean, but I know a fake. You ain't a golfer.
Well, we will see what happens. Mano a mano. 9 holes.
I'm excited.
What are you laughing at?
It's just things so stupid behind you. They're crying. Like Oprah and maybe it's Gail's dad are crying because she went up in this. What kind of world do we live in now that there's all these celebrities literally crying because
another celebrity went into space?
Yeah, look at them. Look at
5 minutes.
They're nervous. I think they're probably very nervous. They're best friends up there. They just, I think, surpassed, you know, the.
But she didn't accomplish anything.
Right. What did she do?
She's nothing. Not, I think that they're nervous.
She got like.
And why is she doing it?
It's like a comp. It's like celebrating. You get a comp meal because you're Gail King. Like she got a comp flight to space. She doesn't have to do anything. Right. She just sits there.
Is it dad? Maybe is that her dad breaking down in tears?
This is like us crying on the tarmac when Greg flies away in a private jet.
Yeah, what is our society?
She's the first television morning host in space. What an accomplishment!
And to be kind of fair, Oprah's once again attempting to overshadow her best friend by showing up and crying.
My bad.
Psych. Go! You're my boy, Wiggs.
Go!
Yeah, now you've done it, Wiggy.
Yes.
Everybody, we're going to have to put a stop to those soon.
No.
It's going to get old quick.
It's been a while since I've listened, and I'm back. Let's see what stupid crap comes out of Jackson's mouth today.
Are you taking any days off soon so Jackson can get a lead? Or maybe we should just bump him into a lead every once in a while.
Just toss him in?
Show. Yeah. Well,
just a random Ja Morant?
Yeah. No, we could just see what's up at Costco today.
Courtney is 1,000% right about Rory. I said the same thing watching him hug his sister-in-law. She cupped his head while she did it. Very intimate, weird vibes.
Uh-oh. It was weird.
She did a cup?
Yeah.
Oh, that's never good. And it was sister-in-law, huh?
Very strange.
Yeah, I just didn't like that he did the victorious march alone.
By himself?
Yeah.
Well, the missus really didn't have anything to do with the victory in the Masters. That was all him.
It's still your family.
Well, do they normally do that, though? I mean,
yes, usually the family's right there with them.
Yeah.
Shime's still sitting here making fun of Rory for actually winning the Masters while he can't beat Curtis in trivia. And you really shouldn't be the professor of Pokemon if you can't win.
Mm-hmm. That's not good accurate. I actually beat Curtis the second time we did it, and the first time technically we tied. So
the amount of confidence is almost intimidating.
It really is.
It's a little much.
Just so we're clear, Tiger Woods has never come from behind to win a major. He's a front runner. So there's that.
That's not accurate either, actually. Funny story. In the last 20 years prior to this year's Masters, there was only two people, or actually one person two times, to have ever not been in the top 10 on day one of the Masters and win the tournament. And both times it was Tiger Woods. So,
both times it was him, nobody else?
That's correct. In the last 20 years, he was the only person to do it. So that's not accurate either.
I just know that as soon as Rory won, Shime spent the rest of the evening looking up facts to make sure that 100%. He was ready to go today.
I had that one before the tournament started.
Chime in, Curtis, interesting take by you on the group chat that Tiger should be doing commentary with Jim Nance on the Masters.
With all due respect to Immelman and Nance, like I don't know, wouldn't that be fascinating to get his thoughts in those moments? Like,
yeah.
And you know, Tom's fine, he's not great at it, like, and I'm sure Tiger may not be great, but there are certain moments that call for those guys, and I thought he would have been an asset to the broadcast.
Of course Santo wasn't allowed to watch the Masters. Who was going to record Courtney staring at herself in the mirror?
Caca! Nope, Santo watched as much as he wanted all weekend long. Had the clubs out the entire thing. I record myself, thanks.
You, Curtis.
Okay. I don't know if that's a specific or
I didn't know that my
random.
Dad could record these in the hospital, but thank you.
Airheads to blame. Courtney Cox gives blondes a good name.
Shime, just take the L on your opinion on Rory, okay? You were wrong. Don't deflect to everyone else's bad opinion and takes like Curtis would do. Don't be a mini numb nuts.
No deflections.
Is the world coming to an end? Did the sun come up today? Dude, how does Chai become the most hated person on the show and outclass our Curtis? Unbelievable. Chime, you have taken the lead. You did it successfully. You're now the biggest jerk of the show.
Can I now officially be referred to as Chime?
Yeah, I like Chime. Chime.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Sounds like Charizard or whatever.
Ooh, Chimezard.
How many people were at the big card trading event this weekend?
I don't know, like 150?
Really?
Oh, it's a good turnout.
Yeah. That many. Was it all dudes?
No, there was a lot of women. I mean, believe what you want.
Quite a lot.
Six, they all worked in.
I don't know. No, there was, I would say, probably 30 or 40.
Oh. If you take out the babysitters, how many?
Nope, no babysitters.
Yeah, I love how he said there was a lot, 30 or 40.
If you missed it earlier, Shime pulled off what some are calling the Pokemon trade of the century.
It's a great deal. It was a real good time. I got my favorite Pokemon. I got a card I had never even seen before, highly graded. It was great. I'm stoked. Yes.
It was mint condition.
They compare it to the Luka trade.
Yes. It was full mint.
It was. It was gem mint. That's correct.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm glad you know the rating system.
Gem mint.
You know, I don't know who the guy is, but I'm going to jump on his bandwagon. Shime stinks. Have a great day.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Greg, any truth to the rumor that you were the person on the plane causing that havoc on the way to Italy? I can just hear it now.
Where is my caviar that I ordered? I don't see my caviar. And she's not a baby. She's my companion, and she wants to sit on my lap.
I was shocked that you still get a meal on a flight.
Like, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Aer Lingus gives you a meal when you're going to Ireland, but I don't think we got a meal when we... when we were going to Italy
a couple of
summers ago. I don't think we got. We were on Delta.
Maybe you were asleep for that.
I might have been asleep.
Yeah. Or you ate before.
Yeah. But that is, we did have to turn back, if you remember, because the hydraulic fluid was leaking.
Which is so scary.
Which is very scary. And then they say, oh, by the way, the fire department and the ambulances will be on the runway just a precaution when we land. Don't worry about it.
Shame. Ka-ka! Shine, ka-ka! Like, Shine, you should just come right on the show in the morning and just say, I was wrong, I was wrong. Hey, man, I was right there with you, buddy. I can't stand Rory, and he should have lost that. And he did blow it. He kept blowing it, but he did end up winning it, so we got to give him the respect he deserves. But Courtney, he doesn't have to come on and admit nothing, because he was right, and he'll always be right. Ka-ka!
I mean, in the history of Leeds, has there ever been a bolder prediction that didn't come true?
I'm sure there are some Ken ones. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
It's just a giant whiff.
Yeah.
I was 2 for 3 on the lead. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
66% is pretty good.
And I have to say, Courtney, A+. It wasn't over the top with the texts over the weekend, but whenever there was a big Rory moment, I was waiting, and Courtney would just do the reply to an earlier message with Shine saying how wrong he was. Excellent.
At least we learned in sports, though, nowadays, you can choke and still be a winner.
Yep. Yes.
I never knew that. I did not know that.
Yes, right. Yes, you can.
We can't celebrate the Celtics if they choke away but still win the championship.
Right. No, if they had blow a 10-point lead and then have a chance to win it at the end of the game and miss and then barely win in overtime, yeah.
Right.
Rory, you can have crossed them for
according to Shime, Rory got a Heimlich and a green jacket.
Yep. It was a different color green.
Hey, Shime, when it comes to golf, stick to Pokemon. And Greg, do not lose to this guy.
Oh,
it's
I told you, people are going to be in shambles when you lose.
If you lose,
the world is going to go upside down.
If you lose, it might go down as the biggest upset in all of sports history.
I mean,
bigger upset.
It could happen. Anything can happen.
Already making excuses. He's already getting ready.
This is how you should play it. The way Greg is, this was like Fourier's basketball competition. Everyone doubted me, and I just said, yeah, I mean, I'm probably terrible, and I came out pretty good. Greg should be downplaying his game.
The key to any successful life is not what you do. It's low expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Greg has already said, I'm going to wipe the course with you, Shine.
Yeah, and so now he's backing off of it.
Once.
Yeah. Now he's backing off of it.
It's all about the short game. And that happens to be where I thrive. So, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. That's what Lindsay told me the other day at the Capitol Grill.
I just can't wait to see all of these hardos crumble when you lose.
Said your short game is amazing.
Is that what Lindsay said? She said it was not well endowed. Okay.
Yeah, can somebody please shut off the angry Teletubbies microphone? I mean, the guy loses weight and he loses brain cells at the same time. Nah, he didn't win. He didn't win the Masters. Nobody took it from him. If nobody took the Masters from him, that still means he won the Masters. Just admit you were wrong when you said that he was never going to win it and just move on.
Huh? Yep.
I mean, he won, yeah.
He did. He won.
He choked along the way. Both can be true.
Took him 11 tries to do something that only 5 others have done in the entire history, the 89-year history of the Masters, and win the career Grand Slam. Pretty amazing. If you're in the same category as the great Ben Hogan and the great Jack Nicklaus and the great Tiger Woods, aren't you also a great?
Sure. Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
Okay. It didn't seem like you were acknowledging the greatness of Rory McIlroy.
I mean, it took him how many years to do
11.
This? Okay. So he has failed time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. And now all of a sudden, he's just great because it took him, 50 or however long to get here?
How many times did it take you to lose weight? Because once you hit Awaken 180, that really was your success story.
Yeah, because Awaken 180
is
amazing.
And it doesn't take away anything else
Courtney.
It took you so many tries before that.
Most fat people,
I didn't really try.
Right.
It takes them a long time. We all try.
Yeah.
And we can never get past it. And, we lose a little bit, but then we put it right back. Right.
Also, to be fair, Shime's weight loss was like Blue Origin back in 11 minutes.
all right. All right, Mr. Hard Tooth.
Is that... Is that it?
Yeah, I'll do it today,
okay.
Greg.
Okay. All right.
That was a
those
good one.
Are.
You should finish that one off with a caca.
Those. Oh, I should have given that the caca. Those are Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.